Yeah, my fault, Jillian.
It's okay. Tony, what's your address?
I live on 4333 North 9th Street, area code 1914.
What is that, Philadelphia?
Yeah, Philadelphia. Yeah.
So 4333 North?
9th Street, yeah. Yeah, I live
and
in the park. Area code 1914.
19140. Got it. I'm going to be transferring this call to Mr. Natafli. He's going to further assist you with the Medicaid broker calling them and getting their information into the system, okay?
Thank you so much, Rhea. I appreciate you so, so much. You don't know
absolutely
how much I appreciate
you. Call me if you need me, okay? It's been a pleasure to
yes,
see
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am.
Enjoy the
yes,
rest
ma'am.
Of your day.
Thank you, Jasmine. Appreciate
absolutely
you so much, ma'am.
One second, please
right
hold.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Hi, my name is Nathali with Family First Care. Which one do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Yes, how you doing? You speaking to Tony Burgos? I'm sorry. That's the phone. Yes, Tony
Hi,
Burgos.
Tony. Hi, Tony.
How you doing? How you doing?
Great. So my name is mm-hmm. Naftali. I'll be the service coordinator to help you with the case. Oh. And just to confirm, you're applying for yourself or for anyone else?
For myself.
For your son. Okay.
So for myself.
For yourself.
Yeah. I'm suffering from bipolar, schizophrenia, paranoid disorder since I've been a kid. So it's hard even growing up. It gets worse, you know, as I get older.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll definitely help you get the service.
Then I got 14 screws, 3 metal plates in my kneecap, crushed kneecap, and I got a crushed ankle. 13 screws and 3 metal plates in my ankle.
Ouch. We'll try to help you to get as soon as possible. But let me first ask you a few questions to see if you qualify financially. Is your total income more than $2,900 per month?
No. I get disability.
Okay, not a problem. And do you have any assets like a house on your name, life insurance?
No, nothing. All I had was like a little bank account from West Fargo, and I only had like $10 in it, and I had to close it.
Okay, not a problem. Okay, and are you married?
No, I'm single. I've been single for years. Just got one son.
No problem. And any minors living in the house, do you support them financially?
No. Everybody's born. Yeah, I'm 40,
okay,
45.
Great. So you should be able to qualify. Let me just explain what the process takes in, and I'll get you started with the first two steps. So to make it simple, you'll have two assessments. One is going to be with the broker, the state broker, the Pennsylvania independent broker. You'll call them up that you want to apply for home care, and they will come down to assess your financial eligibility. Within a few days after the first assessment, the aging agency will call you to do a second assessment, more like a functional assessment.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, while these assessments are happening, we want to have two things ready. One is a PCP form from a doctor signed that a patient needs services. So we have our telehealth doctor that can complete this for you over the phone. Would you like to go ahead and request the telehealth doctor?
I got the doctor. I just filled out my paper. Do you need me to send it to you?
What kind of form do you have?
Okay, let me get the form. The form is right here. I could probably take a picture and send it to you. They gave it to me when I was going to apply for another home care, but I stopped because I had to go do things. Yeah, but I got the paper right here, and I got everything right here. Hold on one second. Yeah, so my doctor approved me. It says it was for 6 months to long-term or short-term. Hold on a second.
Probably that paper.
One second. Okay, I got to the long. They put long term for me.
Okay. Would you be able to make a picture and send it to me?
Sure. I just need your phone number.
Oh, so my phone number is 267.
Yeah. Let me get a pen real quick first, and then I could just send it to you. Yeah. And this is for the what's the home care I'm applying for?
So our agency name is Family First Care, and you
yeah, that's
apply
the one.
For a CHC waiver, for the community health trust waiver.
CHC.
No, you need our agency information, right?
I guess to take a picture and send it over to you, right?
Yes, correct.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I got the paper right here in front of me. It says, hold on, let me see. Oh, shit. So this says documentation to the Department of Human Services, Office of Long Treatment Living form. Yep, I got it right here in front of me, Pop. Do you want me to fax it, take a picture of it?
You can take a picture, yeah. I'll give you my cell phone number. It's
267. But I got it. I'm going to do it. Sam's not letting me do it, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to take a picture and send it over to you, all right?
Perfect.
What's your phone number? 267-557-551-7445. 7445. Got you. I'm going to take a picture right now, Pop. You hear me? And send it over to you. All right?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Ray. I'm going to send it right now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, let me hang up with you, and then I'll take the picture, and then I got to press share to 267-551-47445.
Are you able to stay with me on the line for a little...
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
Yeah,
no,
but
no,
I'll call
no,
you
no.
right back, okay? All right.
Okay, no,
I'll call
no,
you right
yeah.
back. I'm going to send it over to you. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let me send it over to you.